Get your headsets ready. Ikuzo's unscripted podcast is going overtime. Ikuzo.
Gentlemen, it is March and it is UFC 299 Miami. One of the, I am sure even now saying it, that this will probably be one of the best cards of the year. I mean, because just look at this card. It is absolutely stacked card. It led many people to say that this card is better than the UFC 300 card, which is kind of tough to argue in my opinion. But when you look at the this, one of the reasons that I'm very, very hyped for this is you have many contenders fighting. Even sometimes if you put a lot of fun fights, you know, just having contenders there makes it more interesting because obviously the stakes are higher and you know the landscape's going to change and things like that. So it's always great to see this much contenders fighting. We have some veterans fighting against the no guys, quote unquote. It really shapes to be a great card. So let's hop right into it. We were speaking about the veterans versus the new guys, quote unquote, Piotr Jan versus Song Yadong. And this is a tricky one. Let me say this outright here, and this is going to be biased as shit. I mean, streets need Piotr Jan win. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Streets need this win for Piotr Jan. But I think Song Yadong takes it. It's very hard to pick. I mean, Song is, he has a future champion written all over him. I mean, if that guy doesn't become champion, I would be very much surprised. Young, talented, ferocious, amazing gym. Guy just has it all. I mean, he looks fantastic. I know when he fought Corey in the fight that he lost, you know, he looked ferocious. I mean, he looked great. And, you know, he was looking great since then. And as we all know, Jan hasn't been looking the greatest in his past few fights. Jan is still dangerous. It's weird because he's on this 3-fight losing streak, but it's like Jan is still good. You know what I mean? It seems like things just caught on to him. You know what I mean? And it's very fucked up, unfortunate. But I would like to see him pick up this win. But it's very hard with him to break this against the guy who has this kind of momentum. And he looked a bit timid in the fight against Merab. It looked like confidence was, you know, went away a little bit. So I think if he doesn't regain it with something big in the first minutes of this fight, I think we're going to go Song Yadong all the way. And I am going to pick Yadong all the way. But I would like to see Jan pick up a victory. And the only way he picks up the victory is decision, in my opinion. But, you know, let's see. Let's see. I am interested. This is going to be a good fight. Very good fight indeed. And then we have Gilbert Durinho Burns against JDM, Jake Della Maddalena. And another fun one, very fun fight. Again, obviously, up-and-coming guy against Durinho, who is now a veteran, obviously. Also a tricky one to pick, because, like, Durinho, unfortunately, it's unfortunate what happened with the Belal Muhammad fight, is what I want to say. Unfortunately, what happened because You know, he injured his shoulder, if I remember correctly. I hope he's the same Mourinho that, you know, for Hamza Chimaev, if you know what I mean. And if he is that guy, I'm picking him. But I don't know if he's that guy. You know, I think I would like to see Mourinho, because I'm rooting for Mourinho here, obviously. I would like to see him explore the takedown option early. Let's test the JDM's takedown defense in multiple ways early, you know, and then maybe mix some, obviously, stand up. But JDM is also interesting because, you know, we know about his very, you know, his personality is very timid, but the guy can fight, obviously. He's very entertaining, excellent boxing skills, as people have noted since his debut. So this is a tricky one, honestly. Since I picked Yadong to beat Tian, and this is going to end up being opposite, I'm going to pick Burns here, you know, going with the veteran on this one, you know, because I think if he explores the takedown option, I think he can, he will break through the defense and he can finish this fight. And then we have MVP Michael Venom Page against Kevin Holland. Now, I would really like to see MVP pick up the win. First, because, I mean, the guy has a very entertaining style. I think he's a nice addition. I don't think he can go to, like, champion status or anything. But would be a fun one to have him in the division against some high-ranked guys, you know. But it's unfortunate because Venom Page had that, he had that reputation in Bellator as a can crusher, you know what I mean? People were definitely, some of his wins claimed that they were, even though with some impressive knockouts and things like that, claimed that those weren't opponents of the highest stature always. So let's see how he faces against, you know, Kevin Holland is perhaps the best guy to test that in the UFC, because Kevin is that, you know, he's a, what some people would call the gatekeeper in the division, you know. But Kevin is very skilled. He is skilled. He just likes that kind of a motivation and things like that. But I think he can actually take this fight if he explores the takedown option. But I don't think he will do it. I think he's going to strike. You know, Kevin, I mean, he's a company man. He's a company man. The guy's a company man, you know. And all power to him, you know. Very, very fun fighter. Very interesting. But I think he's going to make that mistake of standing with Michael Venom Page, and regardless if he was like, if you consider him a can crusher or whatever, man, he can knock you out. He can knock you out. And I'm going to pick him just because I would be so stoked to see him, what happens with him in the UFC. He's a fun addition. It's him versus Wonderboy. Could you imagine him versus Wonderboy? You cannot tell me that doesn't intrigue you. Then we have Dustin Poirier versus Benoit Saint-Denis. I would go Benoit Saint-Denis, but this staph infection storyline is keeping me at bay. You know what I mean? And he wore a cap, on the press conference. I think he kind of hit it, and I mean, it wasn't confirmed that it was a staph infection, legend, whatever. But it kind of, that old talk, it brings instability, if you know what I mean. And that's why I'm going to put, I mean, Poirier is, if I'm correct, if I read correctly, he is an underdog. So we're going to go in with underdogs here. I think Burns is also underdog against JDM, if I'm correct. So we're going to pick another underdog here, bitches. you know, I think Dustin can do it. But I wouldn't be surprised if Benoit kicks his head off, honestly. Because, I mean, and Dustin spoke about it, it's a test against a new and up-and-coming guy with a lot of hype, with a lot of momentum. And sometimes momentum can be a bitch. You know, momentum is one of the most powerful things in life in general. I mean, momentum can do wonders for you. And this guy has a momentum. all the momentum in the world. But I'm worried about this staph infection, and I don't want to be wrong about it, but I'm probably going to be if he beats Buddy, which he can. He definitely can. And I wonder if the Poirier chin is gone. If it's just his time, if you know what I mean. Because sometimes it's just a guy, it's just the time, you know, it's just the timing for somebody to walk away, to step down. Is this the time? I don't know. But I'm going to pick Poirier. Fuck. Let's see if he can do it. And obviously the main event, which is Marlon Chito Vera versus reigning champion Sean O'Malley. Fantastic fight. I mean, on the paper. But hear me out. I think this fight is not going to be... It's not going to be like a bad fight, you know. But I don't think it's going to be anything special. You know what I mean? Because this is how I envision this fight. O'Malley takes advantage of Chito's inactivity. He keeps the distance, kicks him a lot, keeps the distance, jabs a few times, enter a few exchanges, of course. But I think O'Malley rides this one to the decision with smart tactics. You know what I mean? I think you're going to see decision win by O'Malley. And I would be happy to be wrong on this one because it would be an awesome if they went to the pocket and exchange. But I think O'Malley knows his shit as far as this strategy. And I think he's going to take advantage of the Chito inactivity unless Chito comes with us something better this time. And it's also going to be hard for O'Malley to knock him out if he fights kind of that fight. And I think it's a dangerous for him to fight a dangerous fight with Chito, because Chito is a motherfucking dog. I mean, the knockouts he found, he's dangerous. He's dangerous on that stand-up. And that's why I think O'Malley's going to keep the distance, kick him a lot, gain points, and ride this one to the decision. And that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, UFC 299. We need Piotr Jan. Streets need, let me tell you. Piotr Jan win. We need Gilbert Burns win. We need Dustin Poirier win. But I wouldn't be mad if either of those guys lose in a globe sense, you know, because all of these guys that are fighting are very good and very exciting as well. But we need those and Streets also need Fernando Alonso on the podium tomorrow in Jeddah. So yeah, UFC 299, ladies and gentlemen, hell of a show. I think is gonna be, I don't have high hopes for the action in the main event, but before that, everything's great. Hopefully, main event delivers as well. Enjoy the show.
You are locked and loaded to make your bets, and stay tuned for more.